Woman gets year in prison for gambling casinos in Santa Ana. Santa Ana, California. A 41-year-old Garden Grove woman caught up in a crackdown on illegal gambling, extortion, and drug trafficking in Santa Ana was sentenced to a year in federal prison on September 25. U.S. District Judge David O. Carter sentenced Hongin T. Pham to 1 year and 1 day behind bars. According to the defendant's plea agreement, from April 2019 through August 2021, she conspired with three other defendants to operate an illegal gambling business. Ms. Pham managed illegal casinos known as nets, or slaphouses, in strip malls and homes, including four in Santa Ana, prosecutors said. The other co-defendants awaiting trial are Naeem Nakha, 47, of Fountain Valley, who is accused of opening and running the four casinos, Easy Boba, Sharks, Willits, and Asia, and Sammy Cardona, 36, of Santa Ana, who is accused of being an enforcer. Co-defendant Mindy Bowie, 37, of Westminster, who managed the casinos, pleaded guilty and was sentenced September 11 to 1 day, which she already had credit for awaiting trial. Ms. Bowie told Mr. Ha on September 3, 2020, that a fight had broken out among customers at Easy Boba, and Bowie asked Ha to order Cardona to physically assault the customer that started the fight, prosecutors alleged in the plea agreement. Ha agreed to issue the order to Cardona. On the same day, defendant informed Ha that Cardona was on his way to Easy Boba to physically assault the customer who had started the fight. Ms. Pham sent Mr. Ha a spreadsheet image on November 10, 2020, showing the casino made a $3,041 profit, prosecutors said. Ms. Pham and another co-conspirator attempted to shuttle $7,322 in gambling profits from Easy Boba elsewhere on May 13, 2021, prosecutors said. Ms. Pham sent Mr. Ha a spreadsheet showing $8,722 in profits from Willits on November 13, 2020, prosecutors said. That same day, Ms. Pham and Mr. Ha discussed a police search of the casino, and Mr. Ha told Ms. Pham to find a new home for Willits, prosecutors said. There was also evidence that Ms. Pham and Mr. Ha discussed a malfunctioning gambling machine at Asia on September 10, 2020, prosecutors said. Mr. Ha and others possessed gambling devices and $12,300 in cash at Asia on February 16, 2021, prosecutors said.